Sean Sachs, Senior Researcher at NGO Monitor. How are you, Sean?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am most well. Again, apologies for crossing late, so let's jump right into it. You're going to talk to us today about COVID-19 and humanitarian aid in the West Bank and Gaza.
Yes, very much so. So the story is, as we know, the entire world is heavily affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. That includes Israel, and it includes Gaza and the Palestinian Authority areas. And with that in mind, the United Nations put out a massive appeal. Initially, they asked for $34 million, and now it's gone up to $42 million for emergency response and COVID-type response humanitarian aid to Gaza and the Palestinian Authority. So at the moment, at face value, that sounds very good, and it's very important, and many countries were involved.
Yeah.
But at NGO Monitor, we started to look at some of the organizations that were getting this money, a massive pool of money, $34 million, and then it's gone up to $42 million. What are they doing with all this money? So we saw that, yes, it's great. There's some organizations that are buying PPE and hygiene kits and doing community education about hygiene, which is very important. But then more and more, we're seeing organizations that have no expertise in hygiene or pandemics. These are organizations that do nothing but advocacy, and unfortunately, we've seen more often they just do international advocacy against Israel, and they too are getting large donations for corona or COVID-19 type activities. And some of these activities that they're receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars for include writing letters of complaint to the UN about Israel, or writing a report that'll go to the UN Human Rights Council against Israel. And many of these activities are done by these organizations day in, day out, going back years. And all they're doing is they're saying, well, today it's related to corona, and they've added in maybe a line or two, and for that they can receive hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars in funding.
This makes absolutely no sense to me, Sean. I mean, are there not people who are watching where their money's going?
Yes, there are, but unfortunately, in the current pandemic environment, many European countries rightly want to be able to aid the most needy. And when you read the first line of an appeal, it's right there. This is for corona, for COVID type activities. No. But when it goes down to it, and more particularly, the money is distributed by the United Nations, not by the countries themselves.
I see.
So the countries which have the best of intentions give the money to the United Nations, but then the UN is responsible for giving it to some of these very, very problematic organizations.
And the whole issue is just so unbelievably politicized, Sean. I mean, if you look to the plane load of PPE that was flown in by the UAE that I think is still sitting on the tarmac at Ben Gurion Airport because it wasn't cleared by the Palestinian Authority, you would think that in a time like this that maybe the greater good would trump short-term political gain.
Well, unfortunately, it's even worse than that. There are some organizations that are using this to, in fact, fan the flames of propaganda against Israel. And certain organizations like the Palestinian NGO Network, who are adamant about increasing what they call anti-normalization. That means they want to make sure that all Palestinians have no cooperation with Israel in any regard. And they're getting COVID-19 funding to increase their propaganda, rather than actually work to bringing Israelis and Palestinians together and fighting the virus as it should be done together, they're using it to say, no, continue to have nothing to do with Israelis.
Yeah, crazy. Sean Sachs, Senior Researcher at NGO Monitor. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you so very much for your input today.
Take care. Have a good week.